The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
Hello, my name is Leanna Palmerio McIver, registered psychotherapist and director of the Teachers Counseling Network. It is my pleasure to deliver you the last podcast of the school year. With the passing of the pandemic, there's a bit of travel binging going on all over the world. Perhaps you're planning to do the same this summer. If so, that's certainly something to look forward to as we enter the short strokes of the school year. Travel implies a journey and a destination. With the school year, the destination is pretty clear. Final exams, tests or projects, marking, the wrapping up of another year of teaching, the tidying up and putting away, and a natural stopping point for teachers everywhere. But what was the journey like for you? How did you feel along the way? I'd like to reflect with you on the waypoints on the journey as mentioned in my previous podcasts. In January, we spoke about this deceptiveness of resolutions and the harm the idea that you are not enough can do. As you look back over the intervening months, did you remember you are awesome just the way you are? Did you congratulate yourself for the minor miracle of making it through the past year? Did you go easy on yourself and leave aside judgment of your perceived shortcomings? Did you make an anti-resolution resolution, committing to accepting your present state of awesomeness? I'd be curious to know how that worked for you and if it supported you through the school year. In March, we welcome spring, but we also explored the true meaning of break, embracing its nature as a new beginning, the emergence of something new and a transition from the past. Were you able to find these meanings in your time away from work? Were you able to truly stop and enjoy the moment? Did you disconnect? And were you able to use the power of bare attention to avoid anxiety and savor the moment? These are the waypoints of this year. These tools have brought us successfully through yet another challenging educational season. This is not the journey's end, though. In the fall, you will start where you left off and continue your important work. Over the summer, I encourage you to be gracious with yourself, to honor the year's accomplishments, and to go easy when you think of your disappointments. If you're a fan of the Narnia books and movies, you'll appreciate the words of their author, C.S. Lewis, who reminded us that while we can't go back and change the beginnings of our journey, we can start where we are and change the ending. If you put into practice some of the ideas from this podcast this year and the previous podcasts, I truly believe you've begun making that change and have arrived at the ending of this school year in a state of wellness and grace. I congratulate you and I remind you just how awesome you are. Don't forget, if you need support over the summer months, we are here at the Teachers Counseling Network. Just text me, Leanna, at 416-885-9191, and I will connect you with someone on our team to help. Wishing you all the best.